Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, we need to call three names that we could possibly give $2,000 away with Beat the Bank. Kelly, will you do the honors of calling those names
out? I don't know if I feel like it, but I will anyway.
Thank you.
Vicki Rogers, Audrey Edwards, and Michelle Baker. Michelle Baker, Audrey Edwards, Vicki Rogers. First of all, thank you all for having easily pronounceable names.
Right.
And the first one of you that calls back within 10 minutes will get to play for your shot at up to $2,000 with Beat the Bank. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KIKA. Good luck.
And what happens if nobody calls back in 10 minutes,
Kelly?
Open
it up to everybody.
There you go. How do I sign up for that again?
Go to KidNation.com.
Boom. Just like that.
Video games.
All right, since you're talking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes.
We have, he's in the news because...
Some more rock action.
A couple celebrities are trying for Trump's job that he hasn't even taken over yet in the White House in 2020. You remember Kanye gave that speech and we all thought he was kind of kidding.
Yeah.
Maybe serious in Kanye's mind, but... And he planned to run for president in 2020. And now The Rock is saying he may do it, too. Vanity Fair did an interview and asked if The Rock would consider a presidential campaign in 4 years. And The Rock said, quote, "I wouldn't rule it out. It would be a great opportunity to help people. So it's possible. This past election shows that anything can happen." Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And a few months ago on Instagram, he said the idea of one day becoming president to create real positive impact and global change is very alluring.
Would he be the sexiest president of all time? Because he
was
just
named. Feeling we're going to have a lot of interesting candidates
in 2020.
That start putting it out. Yeah. I mean, celebrities now, people that were like, "Wow, I really maybe I could do
up.
This."
Trump.
Right? Have we ever had a president that was named sexiest man alive?
I don't know if they were doing it back in the day when we had a couple sexy ones.
Was JFK considered sexy?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. The ladies.
Oh
yes. Yes.
George Washington, not sure about that one.
It wouldn't teeth, didn't he?
But he had that hair. He had that wig.
That was, you know, during the back in the day, that was considered sexy.
That was
right?
Hot, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is on the cover of the GQ Men of the Year issue, and he revealed the moment he knew Blake Lively was the one for him, and it didn't have anything to do with her opening the door.
Yeah.
He said, quote, "It was probably after, you know, sexy time." But then he said the actual romantic story was... we were hanging out at this little restaurant in Tribeca that's open really late, and the song came on, and I was just like, "Want to dance?" No one was then there, so it was totally empty. And it was just one of those moments where halfway through the dance, it was like, "Oh, I think I just crossed a line." So apparently something happened during the sexy dance. I don't know exactly what.
You got the booty.
But he says, "And then I walked her home. And, you know, I don't really need to go into what happened after that."
Gotcha, brother.
He will not reveal what song they dance to because they're annoyingly private.
It's like he tells so much that he's saying, like, "Oh, I knew I was in love with her after sexy time," because that's not TMI. But then he won't say the song.
And I, you know what we did next, but I'm not going to tell you the name of the song. That's the.
See, now it makes me want to know the name of the song now.
Yeah.
What song was it?
I just don't know why he's so candid about some things and then that.
Yeah. Like, do you remember the first song? Like, we would all tell. If it was the first song, mine was "My Neck, My Back."
That you first danced song to?
Yeah, we were in my.
That's embarrassing. Wow.
It wasn't a slow dance. It wasn't a slow dance. And then my wife rapped the entire thing.
Oh, my gosh.
It was college, so it was really cool.
I don't know that I've danced with my girlfriend.
What?
I thought that's what she most wanted that time you took her to the...
She wanted to go dance.
Two or three seconds, like in the middle of a Mexican restaurant, you know, in Playa del Carmen. That's one thing. But I mean, like, "Hey, baby, let's go dance." And you dance to a song for 3-4 straight minutes. I don't think.
Wow, Al.
I don't think we have.
Okay. Might want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Making a Murder was a huge hit show. So if you were a fan of that show and you've still been following along, you know, people were like, "He didn't do it. He didn't do it." So no matter what you think, Brendan Dassey, he was convicted for helping Stephen Avery in that murder. on this hit Netflix documentary, and he was just ordered to be released from custody by a federal judge.
Oh, yeah.
He was young at the time, and they said he helped him out. He was sentenced to life in prison back in 2007 for allegedly helping his uncle kill Teresa Halbach, but the judge issued the order yesterday, tacked on several conditions for his release, like Brendan can't leave Eastern Wisconsin, can't get a passport, can't have weapons or controlled substances, and cannot have contact with Stephen Avery or the family of the victim, and always keep federal authorities posted as to, you know, his current address and where he's living. But yeah, his conviction was overturned. They say prosecutors violated his constitutional rights when they interrogated him without an adult present. He was 16 years old at the time.
Wow.
Yes, and he's been behind bars ever since then, so he's going to just be walking out.
Today or tomorrow.
Anytime, yeah.
Wow.
Hmm. Charlie Sheen admitted to the world he's HIV positive, but he still is pulling the ladies.
Really?
Page Six is reporting he went to a bar in New York called Boutique on Thursday, showed up alone to have a drink, but ended up mingling and meeting a bunch of people, ended up partying until 4 a.m. and left with about 20 girls.
20?
In tow. Yeah.
What?
He returned to the same bar the next night with a smaller entourage.
Hmm.
So he's taking care of his health.
20
tiger
girls.
Blood. Is it tiger blood? I forget what kind of blood it is.
Yeah, it was tiger blood.
No, you're paying a tab. Blood. It's just easier to have friends when you're paying a tab. And obviously he is. So he ain't that broke yet.
I thought Khloe Kardashian had found another great relationship for herself. She was dating this Tristan Thompson, right?
Mm-hmm.
From the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yep.
Traveled together, hanging out.
There was rumored they were engaged.
Yeah.
Right?
They celebrated was pregnant, Halloween together.
Yeah. Right.
Has his girlfriend had their baby yet?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh,
I
that's
forgot
right.
That.
Yes, his ex-girlfriend became pregnant.
Oof.
With his baby, and they said Khloe was fine with all that. But now, you know a girl's single when she starts posting cryptic things on Instagram, on her social media, you know, very deep, insightful, reflective kind of thing.
Only when she breaks up with people that she does that.
Yes. And so she posted something saying, you choose your own life. You don't need anyone else to make you happy. She's getting rid of the toxic people in her life so she can make room for relationships and ideas that are conducive to happiness, conducive, I think is what she meant, and ever evolving personal expansion, on and on and on. I don't know. But apparently, Tristan could not handle the family. I mean, it's a lot. You're going to date a Kardashian. I think at first the fame's probably pretty alluring and exciting and everyone's taking your picture and there's a lot of attention, and then can become a nightmare
right.
for your life. Yeah, that he found Kris Jenner creepy. And she was always involved in their life, begging him to be on the reality show. I know he got a lot of flack from LeBron. I mean, then they won, but remember LeBron was like, it better not interfere with his,
right,
you know, with his play. And then a little other relationship news. Ryan Lochte's fiancée, Kayla Ray Reed, revealed that they met on Tinder and clicked right away when they met for the first time at Bootsy Bellows, that hot spot. I don't know if it's still hot in Hollywood. And she took up for him after his incident in Rio. She's in Playboy, so she did an interview. That's where we're getting this.
Oh,
but
okay.
She said, we've all peed in bushes. We all can say I made a mistake while intoxicated. Yeah, I've tried to remind him, you don't get to live like a normal person. Every mistake you make, you live under a microscope. But it's done now and something he has to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
No one's upset that Ryan peed in a bush.
No.
They're upset that he
lied. The lying, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who hasn't?
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Beat the bank. No more lying. Today is go time. Concrete for real this time. Beat the bank.
We've been talking about that for like 2 weeks.
It's a big job, Jason. Yeah. I made two or three site visits.
Uh-huh.
Over to mom's house.
That's for your mom's step, right?
Yeah, yeah. A little probably 4 feet by 3 foot little ramp making outside the house, and there's more to it. So I didn't want to get started without finishing it.
You were studying.
And so, yeah, I had to go and do a couple of site visits. Look, okay, I need to saw that.
Yeah.
I need to get moved at. And, you know, there's a handrail.
You got the blueprints all set up and everything?
Yeah. But today, if you'll notice my footwear, I have on my work boots. I'm going to get after it today.
They're very dirty.
Are they?
This is serious.
That's how you know it's for real.
This is serious.
You got the dirty work boots on.
I got the dirty work boots on.
Yeah. Not the clean ones.
No. The clean ones don't do any work. Yeah. That's just for the side visit.
Right.
When you're about to get down and dirty.
That's how you do it right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's meet our contestant. Hi, Vicky Rogers.
Oh, my God. Oh, not.
Oh my gosh.
What's up, Vicky?
Hello. Oh, nothing.
What are you up to right now?
Oh, I was about to start getting ready for work.
Oh, just got up out of bed?
Yeah, I've been listening to y'all. That's what I do every morning. Check my emails, all that.
So you heard your name. It wasn't a friend that called you.
No, I heard my name. Okay.
Did you scream out loud when you heard your name? Were you like...
Oh, my gosh. I'm shaking.
I wish we had video of people when they heard their name on the radio
Beat the Bank.
Cool.
That'd be cool.
It'd be great.
Oh my gosh, that's just so awesome.
What'd you have for breakfast this morning, if you don't mind me asking?
I hadn't got out of bed.
Oh, you're still involved. Nothing yet.
Well, now I'm just walking around, but I was about to get in the shower and I heard my name. Oh my God.
Glad you waited.
Right?
I am so glad I waited.
Jenna, will you tell Vicky how we play Beat the Bank, please?
Yes, Vicky. I'm sure you kind of know since you listen all the time so faithfully, but we're going to throw you in the vault. The banker's going to yell dollar amount, steadily increasing. He's been tricky lately. We have no idea where he's going to stop. It could go all the way to $2,000 since we've doubled it. A lot of money potentially in there, but it's on you to say stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. Even if he goes all the way, you got to yell stop. But if it closes, you get nothing, and we don't want that to happen.
No. Oh, my gosh.
You're fine. You're going to do fine, Vicky.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Big Al Mac, feelings?
Vicky, I was so wrong yesterday. Twice. I was very, very wrong.
Very wrong, yeah.
Very wrong.
But today, what are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. A little gooder than just good, but not great.
Okay. Okay.
A little cool. Gooder than just good, but
you're
not
feeling
good.
Decent?
Medium plus?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. All right, cool. All right, Vicky.
Okay.
Deep breath. Let's see how much you win. Let's play.
Beat the Bank.
$90. $150. $320. $390. $530. $570. $620. $830. $900.
$1,130.
$1,130.
Vicky can't do it anymore.
Oh, my gosh. I needed that.
What are you going to spend it on, Vicky?
Oh, bless y'all. Thank you so much.
Oh, no,
you say you needed it. What are you spending it on?
Well, we're redoing our bathroom in our house.
Yeah. That's expensive.
It's been like sitting for... It's all torn apart, but it'll probably go towards that and, you know, of course, Christmas. So.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Well, good deal, Vicky.
So you got $1,130. That's how much money you won right there. Just for fun, we want to see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
$1,250. $1,390.
Yeah.
$1,680.
Oh, boy.
It's going to go.
2,000.
Oh, what a big jump right there.
Oh, well, yep. I got more than half. That's perfectly fine. That's
definitely right. Did. You got way more than one. Not way more, but you did get one.
Hey,
more than half, just a little
right.
bit.
$1,130. You didn't have that 20 minutes ago.
No, I sure didn't. Thank y'all so much.
No, thank you, Vicky. Thank you so much for listening and calling in.
Get a shower.
Yeah, get a shower, get your breakfast, have a good day at work today.
Tell your husband start working on that bathroom.
Boom. Yeah, you can finally finish it. We'll play again in less than an hour. Go sign up at KidNation.com if you want to be one of those three names called. Coming up next, we're going to twist it up like we normally do with Does That Make Me Crazy? Instead of Does That Make Me Crazy?
Yeah.
We're going to try Does That Make Me a Genius?
Okay.
We touched on this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Do you do things that are potential shortcuts in life? That at times you look at yourself and go, man,
I'm a genius.
Did you create some type of contraption where you could just reach across the room to turn on your light switch? Makes you a genius. Not lazy. A genius.
How about this person? That person's a genius.
That guy is a genius. Or lady. Whoever invented the clap-on, clap-off.
They're listening. The person that invented the clapper listens
Maybe.
To the Kid Craddock Morning
Maybe.
Show.
Maybe.
could.
They could call
in? I bet they're dead. That's an old contraption, right?
But it is pretty cool. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK.
Does that make me a genius next?
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
At this time tomorrow morning, we're going to have John Bellion on the show. He stopped by. You know, the Canal Side Lounge is over there all broken up because we're getting ready for Kids Kids on Thursday. So he stopped by and actually did a performance in this studio.
Mm-hmm.
You get to hear that. He actually sounded awesome with his band. You get to hear that tomorrow morning at this time.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. He's written for some pretty big people, some big artists out there.
That I'm at an all time.
This is John right here. He's written for Eminem. He's gotten the right for Jason Derulo. You'll get to hear his story coming up tomorrow.
Pretty cool.
And let's get to it. Little spin on Does That Make Me Crazy?
Does that make me a genius?
That's exactly what we're doing, Big Al Mac. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I have one. I would have to thank Jenna for this one.
Okay.
But my wife and I signed up for that Blue Apron.
Yeah.
So that we wouldn't have to go to the grocery store.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the food just shows up to the front door, and you get inside, and they tell you how to cook it. And we made the most delicious enchiladas of all time.
It makes you feel like a chef. Yeah, these are recipes created by some of the best chefs in the world. They send you every single ingredient, like, so neatly, cutely packaged up.
So good.
And then you just have to follow the directions, and you feel very gourmet.
Okay, I can't wait to try this thing.
Seriously.
I did for Emma Kelly last night, and I think she almost started crying. Because I don't ever just cook for her, you know?
Yeah.
Like I was saying earlier. And I got my little Blue Apron box, and at first I was like, oh, I don't know if I can do this, I don't know. But they have all the instructions right there. Everything is measured out for you, so you don't have to worry about that.
That's what I need.
And she literally, she tried things she would never try because she was so happy that I did
Went to the effort.
That mommy did it.
Yeah.
And she's like, mommy, seriously, I thought my child was going to cry.
And you guys know, Kelly will say that. I'll tell you this. I'm not a cook.
Right.
And we made like restaurant type enchiladas, these broccoli and cheese enchiladas. And my wife, when we walked up and she saw the package, because I didn't tell her we signed up, she's like, what is that? And I was like, you don't have to go to the grocery store, girl.
So basically, the person who founded Blue Apron, does that make that person genius?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And even better right now. You guys can, everyone in Kid Nation can try Blue Apron for free. You can get three free dinners and free shipping. All you have to do is go to blueapron.com/kid, that's K-I-D-D, and sign up for these. You get three free dinners, and they deliver all three together in a box with ice for the meats to your front door. Gets dropped off at your front door, so you just have to open it up, throw it in the fridge, and then cook when you're ready.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have been curious about Blue Apron, and you just been like, oh, I don't know if I want to try it, but this is free.
Oh, yeah.
So why would you not try
it? Free trial. What was the code again?
Kid, K-I-D-D.
So. BlueApron.com/kid.
Boom.
I got it sitting right there in my freezer. I can't wait to try because I'm not a cook either, JC. So
dude,
I made a pork
tenderloin for me and my best girlfriend. I have never in my life bought a pork tenderloin.
You know what I learned how to do?
What?
I'm going on too long. That lime rice you get at Mexican restaurants, I know how to make it now.
What?
Well, yeah, they tell you how to make it.
Because they tell you how to make it. Now I know how to make that.
Now
and
you
I've
can
always
actually
love it. That's like my favorite thing to get is when they make the lime rice.
And you get to keep the recipes too, so you could just put it in the drawer right there whenever you want to make it.
Awesome.
Just pretty cool. So thank you, Jenna.
Check it out. You're welcome.
You put the J in genius today. All right, let's go to the text here.
Come on.
Does that make me a genius? When I pick up food and I put it in the seat, I turn on the seat warmer to keep it warm. Does that make me a genius?
Mm-hmm.
That does.
That's exactly why they put the seat warmer on the passenger side, not for your girl or your dude.
Right.
It's for your food. Now, this one, you may possibly be a genius here. I took a cordless phone and a universal remote control and combined the two. That way, when I lost my remote, I could hit the pager and find it.
Whoa.
That does make you an engineer or something.
For.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that. I can't do that. I don't know how to do that.
No.
And we lose the remote all the time, especially if you have kids, because they'll put it somewhere random. Well done. This is from Kaylin. Before we go to the phones here, Kaylin's 7 years old and said, you guys, I did second grade math when I was in kindergarten. Does that make you a genius? Heck yeah, Kaylin. It makes you a genius.
Way to go, Kaylin.
Some of us still can't do second grade math.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Go to
That's
the phones
the
here. I'm scared for when my kids go to school.
You're not going to be able to help them with homework.
Yeah, like, I feel like you forget everything.
You do.
Yeah, so.
Or especially if you weren't good at it when you
were
in school.
Right.
Yeah, I was okay at math. It was science that I'm going to have an issue with. Science, I'm
I can't
scared.
Wait for you to be up late doing a science project.
I know I'm going to be stuck studying with them. So I'm going to have to catch up with everything. Hey, Matt, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
Hey. All right, buddy, we're doing Does That Make Me a Genius? Go ahead.
All right, so when I brush my teeth, instead of putting the toothpaste directly onto the brush, I put it directly into my mouth so I don't get the tube of toothpaste dirty. Does that make me a genius?
You squeeze in your mouth.
In the mouth, that way he doesn't get the remnants on the tube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's genius.
Would be such a small amount of remnant. But
eventually it builds up and then you have that dirty tube.
But then you have to like lick the end of the tube to get the end of the, you know what I mean? You got to make the toothpaste stop at some point.
Is your mouth coming into contact with the tube?
So your germy bacteria laden mouth is on the tube of your toothpaste.
Yeah, but it's his toothpaste.
Yeah, okay.
I think that
I'm trying to figure out your logic. Yeah. JC's got your back.
I feel it. I feel good about that one, Matt.
I think pretty much, guys, if it's anything that makes us do something a little less, it's genius. You know what I'm saying? We spend our lives trying to be lazier.
Shortcuts is what basically this
segment. Yeah, let's call them shortcuts instead of lazy.
And that does make you a genius when you have that one there, Matt. Shelby has some tips for the teachers out there. Hi, Shelby.
Good morning.
All right, go ahead with yours.
Well, driving and doing your makeup at the same time is super dangerous for you and everybody else on the road, right? So instead of putting everybody else at risk, I just keep all of my makeup in my classroom, and when I get to school, I get ready in the morning. I have a drawer full of makeup. I have hairspray. I have my heels that I wear at school.
Look at that.
There you go.
It's like what Kelly and Jenna have here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
And it's so hard to actually put your makeup on while you're driving, while you're eating your breakfast burrito.
You know?
So you got to have one hand.
Totally.
That.
Yeah, that makes you a genius, Shelby. Well done. From the text, I was giving my friend a ride since he was drunk. I put my cell phone between the visor and the roof so I could see the GPS. He called me a genius and passed out.
Wow.
That makes him a genius, too, for actually getting a designated driver,
too.
Yeah,
that's true.
Jenna, you want to talk to Joseph?
I do, yes.
Let's get Joseph on the phone. What's up, Joseph?
How you doing?
Hey. All right, go ahead.
All right, so it doesn't make me a genius, because I have a dog, and we have porch cats, all right? And she just loves chasing them. And when I get her ready to go outside, she says, "Oh, I say cats," and she gets all excited to go outside.
So you lie to your dog. Time.
You say cats. You say cats to get your dog to go outside.
Yes, I say cats to get my dog outside because you know most dogs have key components like the leash. Oh, time to go outside. Keys. Oh, time to go outside. No, I just say cats. I mean, I could say cats right now, and she's actually at the door.
Now, does that make him a genius or a liar to his dog?
Yeah.
We all do that. We all do that. If my dog doesn't want to go out in the morning, I say, who's in the front yard? Who
exactly.
is that? Who's in your yard?
Smart man, Joseph. Dogs don't know if we're
dogs have all...
They'll catch on.
I get George to come back in the house. Treat.
Treat.
He comes running.
Treat.
That's all I have to say. He comes, no matter how far away he is.
Right.
Treat.
Just can't trick him. You always have to give him a treat, though.
I always reward him with a treat.
My dog knows the word snack. Snack.
Oh, we got a hustler on the phone here.
A hustler?
What's up, Logan?
Hi.
Oh, hi, baby dog.
Logan. All right, Logan, how old are you?
I'm 9.
And you're willing to reveal your genius secrets, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Every time I don't want to eat a vegetable, I give it to my baby brother.
Does he eat it?
Yes, he does.
That makes you a genius, sir.
That makes you a genius.
Well done, Logan. Well
Good
done.
Job.
Hopefully your parents aren't listening, so now they're not going to catch on to your veggie gate.
I know.
You have a good day at school, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I did the old one, scrape a little in your hand and leave your hand down there for the dog.
Yeah.
The old trick.
Did you ever do the one where you put the veggies in your mouth and then you pretend like you're wiping your mouth, but you spit them into the napkin?
No, I didn't do that.
And then I would tell my mom, I got to go to the bathroom and go number one, and then I would take the napkin and flush it. It's too much
and
work.
You were the cause of all the septic problems in Mexico.
Oh, there's way
You're
worse stuff
You're the reason
being flushed.
We can't flush our toilet paper.
There's way worse stuff being flushed. Yeah, that was weird back then. You're not allowed. You're not supposed to flush that stuff.
Some, depending on where you go, you can't do it now.
Yeah, you can't even do like when you go number two. You got to put it. They have a separate.
All right. Do we need to?
I'm telling you, for the people that are traveling.
Need breakfast.
If you're traveling, keep them coming on the text or on Facebook. Does that make you a genius? Well, I'm sure we'll do it again soon.
All right.
And coming up next, do we have another Kelly Raspberry amongst us besides the one we talked to yesterday?
When one just isn't enough.
Yeah. Turns out there's two Kelly Raspberries besides the one here in studio with us. We'll talk to this one next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So all this time, we sat here thinking we had the only Kelly Raspberry on Earth.
We thought we had cornered the market on raspberries.
Yeah, and then we met Kelly Raspberry with Z's.
Yeah.
Who is another radio personality.
In Miami, right?
In Miami. Turns out that she picked her name at random.
Complete random from a vending machine. Okay.
You were disappointed in that, Kelly.
Well, I'm still a little suspicious of the story, but okay, I accept it.
She claims it was all random. She picked Kelly at random, and then Raspberry, you had to do with some cookies.
And just happens to do radio. Okay.
Well, turns out there's another Kelly Raspberry among us.
A third one?
A third one, Big Al Mac.
Oh, jeez. This is fun.
I know this is fun.
How many raspberries
Where'd we find this one?
This one was found on Facebook, I believe, and she lives in the same town as Kelly Raspberry.
This could be very confusing.
Kelly Raspberry, say hello to Kelly Raspberry.
Hey, Kelly Raspberry.
Hey, Kelly Raspberry.
Whoa!
Inception!
Now, Kelly, did you marry Raspberry, or is that your birth name?
That is my birth name.
Okay, yay. But the spelling is different, right?
It is. It's like Raspberry.
Oh, Berry, B-U-R-Y.
It's B-U-R-Y. So really, when people are like Raspberry, I'm like Raspberry. Really.
So, Kelly, when you call to make dinner reservations, do they automatically upgrade you to a better table with a better view?
Yes, I wish.
Oh, but you don't? Are you saying you don't get VIP treatment?
I mean, I don't do anything good enough to get VIP treatment.
Oh,
so.
What's your name? She's more humble than this Kelly Raspberry.
How many times have you ever said, I'm Kelly Raspberry, dang it?
I've actually gave into it a few times just because, you know, if you get it every day, like, you know, I'm from DFW, so just now and then I give in just to get a reaction. And
yeah.
Okay, so
like,
you've been familiar with the show and this Kelly Raspberry for a while.
Oh, yeah, as long as I can remember, yeah.
Wow. Do you have a flowing chestnut mane?
I don't. But it's really crazy. Like, every single day, if not maybe every other day, but every single day, I get that. It's just, it's crazy. And now I'm actually talking to y'all, which is even crazy.
Right?
Aww. This is fun.
Now, did you go sing karaoke before?
Yeah, this is weird, right?
Yeah, this is crazy. So a few months ago, I went to Big Al's bar.
You did?
And Kelly was singing karaoke when I came in, and I went and signed up to sing karaoke. And as she was getting done singing karaoke, they wrapped it up and were like, everyone give Kelly, you know, a round of applause. And as she was walking off, they're like, all right, let's have Kelly Raspberry up here. Let's have Kelly Raspberry up here. And I don't know if anyone noticed, but I noticed. And I was like, oh, my God, everyone's going to think I'm a huge phony. Like,
I heard it and just thought, oh, I'm not doing another one. I didn't think anything of it. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Huh. I don't remember that.
It was hilarious. I don't know. Nobody probably noticed. I was probably thinking into it, but I was just like, oh, my gosh. They would put us back to back.
Just out of curiosity, when is your birthday, Kelly?
It is August 21st.
Okay.
Would you like to have a birthday party at my bar?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, you can still advertise it.
Kelly, this other Kelly Raspberry, have you ever had anyone come up to you and say, like, knowing that that's your name, and say something mean to you about the radio show?
I actually haven't. No, nothing negative. I mean, not that I can think of. Not really, no.
Okay.
Does anybody ever say, you don't sound like you do on the radio?
I mean, you know who Kelly Raspberry is.
Well, how do you not?
Yeah, look at that.
It's like you're the famous Kelly Raspberry. I'm the infamous one.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
People know who she is. Hey, do you have a boyfriend? Are you single or you have a boyfriend?
I am single. I'm a single as they come. So.
Oh, okay. I want to set you up with an Alan.
I know.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. You have to find another Alan Evans
you.
Yeah. That's very specific.
Spell it very different.
Just a great guy. Yeah, just any great guy.
Is your
dad? Should go on Bumble.
I've never tried both. I've never tried any of those apps before.
You need to. Yeah. That's where I met Alan.
That makes me nervous.
Well, it's so nice to talk to you, Kelly Raspberry the Third.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's been a long time coming, I feel like.
Okay.
Well, hopefully we'll cross paths again, and this time you'll let me know it's you.
Yeah, and next time I come to Big Al's Bar, I'm going to make it well known.
All right.
Yeah, because, you know, because Kelly Raspberry drinks free at the McKinney Avenue Tavern.
She does.
And you do, too.
Yep, you sure do. You sure do.
Awesome. Well, so good to talk to y'all.
You too.
And you have Kelly's permission to use her name to get VIP treatment.
Al Bernays, you are like carte blanche.
Yep.
Awesome. I'll have to dye my hair red, and I'll just go all out.
You got this.
All right, well, tell Jerry and Connie we said hello.
Okay.
All right, bye, Kelly Raspberry.
Bye. Thank y'all.
That's so cool.
Fun.
Yeah, very cool.
Man, I wonder if we could find any other J.C. Chavez's out there.
Nah, what are the odds?
Or, even more difficult, a Jose Chavez.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
An hour ago, Vicky Rogers won $1,130 with Beat the Bank, but it actually did go all the way to $2,000 during her turn. But she wanted that money. She bailed out. She got that money. Now it's time to play a game. We play twice a day. If you signed up at KidNation.com, listen for your name right now. We're looking for Jeff Gibson, Diana Gonzalez, Lee Dunaway. Lee Dunaway, Diana Gonzalez, Jeff Gibson. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, if nobody calls back within those 10 minutes, we will open it for everyone, even if you didn't sign up at KidNation.com, which we suggest you go do because we're playing again tomorrow same time. That's how you get your name in the drawing right there.
Got it.
From the text real quick. OMG, are y'all going to Disney this weekend? We're taking my babies as a surprise Christmas gift this weekend and week. First time Disney peeps here.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Matter of fact, yes, we are. We're leaving on Thursday.
Thursday, yeah. 2 days. Gosh.
Yeah, 48 hours. Today,
yeah.
Yeah, we're about to leave.
Yeah, we do run into a lot of Kid Nation family when we're at Disney World. And we love it when you stop and say hi. And the kids love it because they feel like little celebrities, too. You know, it's kind of fun for them. So you'll see us. We'll all be wearing matching T-shirts. Really hard to miss us in the park.
Yeah.
As big as it is, you'll run into a lot of kids' family. So that's fun. And, you know, we have recently been introducing you to some of our kids' families, but let's introduce you to another one while we wait for people to call in to play Beat the Bank, okay?
Let's do it.
Let's meet the King family. Little Whitney is our kids' kid. She is 8 years old, and she has the developmental level of about a four-year-old. She has a lot of medical issues as a result of this chromosome deletion. Whitney's dad, Jason, is a firefighter. A few hours from where the family lives, they moved to be closer to family so they would have help while Jason works. So, it's really hard, the sacrifice that some of these families have to make to get the proper care for their children.
Yeah.
But here's Mom Michelle sharing their story.
I'm Michelle King, and my husband is Jason. We have four kids total. We have three boys, and they are 16, 12, and 9. Whitney is the youngest. She's 8. We found out very early that she had the chromosome deletion because when she was born, she was, not breathing on her own and had a lot of problems. She wasn't eating and her heart rate went down. And so they decided to do a CAT scan. I remember the day that the doctor called to tell me what was wrong with her about her chromosome deletion. And he just continued to talk to me as if it were just the end of the world. With this chromosome disorder comes hydrocephalus. Thankfully, she hasn't needed a shunt yet in her brain because it's stayed static, which means it has not changed. She had two holes in her heart, but we believe they've both closed. She's just, globally developmentally delayed. The term we were given was static encephalopathy, which is a form of cerebral palsy, basically. So everything with Whitney is delayed. She didn't walk until she was almost 4 years old. Her cognitive level is very low. We're hoping things will, progress, but at the same time, we were told that, this fluid on her brain and all the other issues she has going on in her brain, that it will slowly deteriorate the brain function. So, thankfully, it's not happening quickly so far. She also has epilepsy. She has seizures. That scares me the most, I think. We've had to take her to the ER because her seizures went on so long that, they weren't stopping on their own. Once you get past, I think, that initial diagnosis and give yourself time to, you know, to cry and be sad for a while, then I started realizing, you know what, no matter what is wrong with my child, I'm going to do research, I'm going to find out everything I can, I'm going to, you know, give her all of the best of everything she can get in order to help her succeed in life. It's very hard to do anything, you know, fun or for us, for the family, anything, you know, daily. It's, you know, my kids are excited just to go to the dog park because we don't do a lot. Without kids, there's no way that we could ever have taken Whitney, let alone our four kids, and have our family go to Disney World, let alone pretty much anywhere on a vacation. There's just no way it could be done. We don't know how long she'll be here. You know, you want to give them the best of everything, and it's not possible when you've got, you know, one parent working and four kids and trying to find a way to do it all. There's just nothing better, I think, as a parent than to know that your child is getting to do something that you would never have been able to do for them.
Mm-mm-mm. That's where your money's going, Kid Nation.
Oh, my.
To help
my,
families like that.
Yep.
On this trip that we take every single year.
It's so fun to create memories like that, too, because I know we've had quite a few kids that are similar to this case, or for whatever reason, their sight might be deteriorating, or for whatever reason, you know, you get to make these memories that they are going to keep for a lifetime. And the family gets to keep those memories for a lifetime. It's just such an honor to be a part of that.
And even when they come home and they keep fighting and they keep going to the hospitals, I remember we used to go see Marco Saldana, who's now a grown man with a mustache and stuff.
But that's a bigger one than you.
Yeah, definitely. But he would have his album with all the pictures of the Disney World trip at the hospital with him at all times. So whenever he felt down, he would just take that album out and take a look at him. And it made him feel happy.
Yeah.
So you'll get to hear more of that, the happy moments during the kids' trip when we leave on Thursday. We'll be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, do the show there on Monday, and then we'll be back.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
It's not all sad moments. There's a few sad times, but it's really uplifting.
No, we want you to join us. It's mostly kids being kids and
life in perspective.
Us being silly with them. All right. And follow on Instagram, too. We're going to be posting all our pages on Snapchat and the Kids Instagram, the Kid Nation Instagram. So if you want to see how the trip's going, please hit that follow button.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Tequila, margarita. Gotta get some drink to get to the beach. Gotta win. Beat the bank.
Oh, wow.
Trying.
He's got to win beat the bank.
From kids to tequila, you know?
Look at that.
Priorities, JC.
I looked at that. I was like, wow, it'd be good to have a sub right there. I didn't.
I could tell you were thinking of changing before.
Like, I looked up at the phone and said, nope, they're already on the phone.
There's one thing Big Al's going to do is commit.
No time.
That's what he's going to do right there.
Don't have enough time.
All right, let's see who we got on the phone here. What's up, Jeff Gibson?
How's it going?
How's it going, man?
You, baby.
What are you up to?
You, baby.
Yeah. Did you just, you, baby, a dude?
You can baby a dude. What's up,
How's
baby?
How's it going? You, baby. What does that mean,
you,
now?
You, baby. It means you, baby. You know.
So, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing pretty good. How y'all doing?
My man.
You're doing great, man.
What you do, dog?
Warehouse manager for Pompelli Tire.
You what?
Say it one more time. Oh.
Warehouse manager for Pompelli Tire.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, some tires. I need some tires, man.
Yeah, baby.
Hey,
something in your fleet.
Hook him up, baby.
Yeah.
Hook a brother up with some tires.
Keep babying him up. He'll hook you up. Maybe. You got some Pirellis there? Are those good ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good.
They have a calendar and everything.
Yeah, they do have a calendar.
Toyo.
Right. All right, Jeff. Sure.
Jeff, you got a woman baby?
No, not right now.
Oh,
okay.
Just so happened that we do.
Yeah,
we got one to spare over here.
Her name's Jenna. She needs tires roughly every 6 months.
She also needs a man with some coins. So hopefully you're going to win some today.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
On Beat the Bank.
Jenna, will you tell your potential boyfriend, Jeff, how we play Beat the Bank, please?
You're going to diss every single guy from here on out, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Until we find you one.
No pressure, Jeff. So we're going to throw you in that vault. The banker is going to yell dollar amounts at you. And it's on you to say stop. We don't know how high he's going to go. He went all the way last time.
Isn't Jenna speaking especially sexy right now?
Yeah, that's some sexy.
Well, I'm just trying to change it up because when you guys have me do this all the time, I'm trying to be cool.
Hey, Jeff.
For my man, Jeff. So, Jeff.
When you say stop, we listen.
So, Jeff, really any amount of money you stop on would suffice to take me out to dinner.
Hey, Jeff, even if it goes all the way, you still need to say stop.
Please.
Don't blow it, Jeff.
I won't.
You see what I have to deal with, Jeff?
If that door closes on you, Jeff, you get none of this.
None of this,
and you'll like it.
You get none of this. If you get nothing, you get none of this, Jeff. But we don't want that to happen, so just make sure you say stop loud enough for us to hear.
Holla. Yeah. When you say stop, that's how much we're going to stuff into your Fruit of the Looms. What?
What?
Okay, first of all, that's weird.
What?
Okay, JC.
Money-wise, you guys.
Right.
Oh. I thought we were doing sexy talk.
All right, buddy. You took it to another level.
We're not doing that anymore?
I've never found myself saying.
We went too far?
Uh-huh.
Too far.
Some of us did.
All right, Jeff. So, get you some money.
Get you some, Jeff.
Yeah. Okay, stop it,
all right. All right, Jeff.
Well, Jeff, just in case you and Jenna do get married and then divorce, she's probably going to take half.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I'm feeling like right now. Mm-hmm. Half. All right.
Are you feeling happy?
I'm feeling half.
He's feeling very half, Caesar. Just like every relationship should be.
Okay, JC.
All right, Jeff. Let's get ready. Let's play Beat the Bank.
$290. $330. $470. $520. $680. $790. $930.
Stop.
$930 big un.
He took your roughly half to heart.
Yeah,
he did.
He sure did, Al.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was headed, Jeff. What are you going to do with $930, man, besides marry Jenna?
I'd wreck my truck. I could pay my deductible on it.
Oh, yeah. Very romantic.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That just turned me off, Jeff.
Man.
And then I'll even give a, I want to give $100 of it to Kids Kids.
A man with a heart.
Now Jenna's going out with you for sure.
Yeah.
So sweet. I love a man that donates.
Thank you for letting us pick on you a little bit, Jeff.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
So you got the $930. That's all yours, Jeff. Let's see how much you would have won if you would have stuck around a little longer.
$1,100. $1,230. $1,410.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Big L.
Hey, not bad.
Yeah, not too bad.
Not too bad, Jeff. You did well,
you know what? All you were going to do is blow the rest of that money on Jenna anyway.
Yeah, you were.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You got it. Leave poor Jeff alone. He has a deductible to pay.
That's right.
I don't know. Jeff sounds like a bad driver. You got in a wreck? You wrecked your truck?
How long is your truck going to be in the shop, man?
Hopefully this end of this week.
Okay, yeah. Buddy. Did you wreck it showing your love for Jenna?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Is that what's happening?
So what you're saying is you need me to pick you up?
might need a ride.
All right, Jeff, you hold on for us, man. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. We'll get you all set up with your $930. Go to KidNation.com like Jeff did and sign up. We could be calling your name tomorrow when we play again.
Booyah.
650. And no, wait, hold on. I forgot my time.
650
and 750.
Gosh, you're just so flustered.
Yeah.
You know, Jeff.
You got Jeff on the
that
brain.
That Jeff got me, man.
Yeah.
The underwear, cool dude right there.
Underwear talk with Jeff.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Whatever I said earlier, that's when we play.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Tender love. Love so tender. Love me tender. Love me sweet. Cause you're my tender
one. All right, it's time for Tender Tuesday.
Yeah, it is.
With Elena Davies. She's coming in here in a second.
Okay, he's like,
yeah.
she invisible?
She'll be in a minute.
I know she's had a reduction, but I can't see her at all.
She's running in here like a champion. Oh, are you putting that dress on or something?
Hi, sorry. I was on the phone.
Gotcha. I got you.
They're still on hold. If you guys could just hang tight, I'll be right back.
Do you need to tell them something?
Yeah, but it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Y'all just
You'll
hang tight. Enjoy this entertainment. It's free.
Elena, you went on a date, ma'am?
I guess I did, Whoa. Yeah.
What do you mean you
never
guessed?
Know for sure, do you?
I don't.
Did he pick you up?
Yes.
Well, it's a date.
I know. Okay, so I said this the other day to the guys in the back, and I was like, I think I went on a date last night. And they're like, well, did he pick you up? And I was like, yeah. Did he pay? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, okay, well, that's
a date.
Why are you so hesitant to label a date?
I don't know. I have issues.
Yeah.
Too much commitment?
I had commitment issues.
Well, it's just a date. It doesn't mean you're committed.
But you're on all of these dating apps. Yeah. You get dates.
No, she's not. She's just on there messing.
Yeah.
She does it for entertainment.
She really does. She likes going back and forth. And then,
I mean, I'm honest. I'd be curious to go back on just to see what's happening out there. But I can't do that. Well, just out of curiosity, just to see who's on there.
By the way, right. I came across someone you dated.
Really?
I swiped left.
Why?
Because you hashtag dated.
I'm not. Girl rule.
Kelly hit it first.
I just thought it was interesting, you know, just small world. You just come across people. Yeah, so.
I actually, when I was helping a girlfriend on Tinder or Bumble, one of those, I just met Alan. We'd just been dating, and I was like, you need to get on this. And I was helping her. I was like, let me do it, because girls are so weird. I was like, you need to start swiping right more.
Yeah.
I said, so she gave me her phone, and I ran across the guy that I had gone out with, and I swiped right for her. And then I texted him. I said, you really need to go out with my friend Holly.
Because he's a good guy.
Are they dating?
Right. Nice guy. It just didn't work out. I don't think they ever did.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
People are just.
Oh, and Holly's
you can only lead them to water.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
So this date went well?
Yeah, sure. So I met this guy. And
that's a ringing endorsement. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fine.
Well, I think she's talking like this based on what happened afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay. Yes. So I met him at my friend's apartment complex. We were all going out, me and my friends and him and his friends. And he lives there. We were waiting on our car service. So we chatted for a second in the lobby and then ended up at the same bar later. And cool. So he came up to me and was like, hey, what's going on? We met earlier. So we talked for a while, then exchanged numbers. So we've been kind of casually back and forth here and there.
Flirting,
I've seen him at the apartment complex a couple other times. So I wouldn't say it was like something super, super. I felt pretty comfortable with him because I've
Good.
Known him for a while.
And then
but so he picked you up.
He picked me up, took me out. Troy Aikman was there.
Oh, he's so dreamy.
He is very dreamy.
Hold on.
Person.
Do you guys hear that? That was Trey screaming in the other room because he loves Troy Aikman so much.
I love Troy.
I know you.
My
do,
mom
Kelly.
Does too. She's like, that's what I remember about my childhood is being in the living room, my mom gushing over Troy Aikman on the TV.
How can you not?
I know.
I mean, and
he's
he is
perfect.
Very dreamy in person. I was like,
I love you, Alan, but Troy Aikman.
Isn't he the definition of what you expect like a quarterback to look like when you
yes.
hear a quarterback?
Everything.
That's Troy
I
Aikman.
I see him working out
he's
in my gym all the time, and I still get like the Troy Aikman
butterflies.
Like, I just love Troy Aikman.
Is he in great
him.
Shape and everything still?
Yeah. His arms are like. This big.
Yeah.
And we're on the radio, so you can't see it, but it's a very big.
Muscular?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he was literally the first thing I saw when I walked into the restaurant, and I was like, hubba, hubba.
Was he alone?
He was not alone.
Let's go ahead and call him an Adonis.
And I think she has a child. I should probably not put his information.
So what about the guy you
Okay,
went
so
with?
My yeah. date. Anyways, yeah. so it was fine. We had a good time. We chatted. We talked about his work and my work and yada, yada. And then he dropped me off back at my place and was like,
so
hey, I'll text you later.
Yeah.
So then...
Uh-oh.
I go out
later
on...
Later was like 10 minutes late.
No, he is a gentleman. He's fine. I go out this weekend, and a girl comes up to me at the bar and said, can I be creepy for a second?
Oh, boy.
And I said, yeah, sure. And she goes, you're Elena. You work for the Kid Craddock Show. And I said, yeah, I do. And she was like, well, you went out with this guy last week. And I was like, okay. How do you know that?
So creep level
like,
high?
I saw you on a Snapchat story, and I just wanted to let you know that... I went out with him before, and he's no good. He's trouble. So you need to stay away
okay,
from him.
Okay, you stop.
And I was
don't
like,
listen to her. Do not listen to her.
That's what I was going to tell you, Elena.
You decide. Don't haters, you haters. Let somebody else read the four agreements. Do not let somebody else poison you. You know how many every guy I date, I get the same crap. People doing me a favor,
letting me know
in my at mentions. He's not a good guy every time. Don't you dare! And every girl that does that, you are a bad girl. Unless the guy's like abusive and seriously is something
and I'm serious.
Different.
It wasn't anything like
but
that.
He's bad news. Okay, why is he bad news? Because he stopped calling you because maybe he wasn't interested? Why is he such an evil person? That makes me so mad.
Did she tell you why?
Okay, so it had been a long night, and so I'd had a few drinks. It was in a loud bar. I was there for my friend's bachelorette party. So I can't even really hear her. I was just like, yeah, thanks. I don't remember her name or anything. I wish I did. But I think she said something like she told him where she was at, and then he was like, you're not really there, and was maybe like
horrible,
kind of controlling. Oh, and I was like, gosh. Okay, thanks. I don't really know. I actually agree to a date, and then 3 days later, somebody's like, stay away from him.
That's going to happen in this job. The good thing about this job is when people know who you date, they tell you everything. When they see them out, if they see them with another girl, like I get that kind of stuff all the time, but you just have to tune it out because that's the downside of yourself.
I've never experienced anything. To be fair, I haven't really dated much, so I haven't given myself the opportunity to experience that, but I've never had somebody come up and warn me. Yeah, I mean, there was a little bit more, but like I said, I couldn't really hear. I don't really remember. I wasn't super invested in the conversation. And so,
Once they tell you that, you kind of tune out anyway.
Yeah. Because you sound like a hater.
I'll be spreading that bad juju on me.
And you never know. Like, somebody could be, I'm sure she could have been being really genuine and had my best interest at heart, or maybe that it ended badly with them and she's upset or jealous. You don't really know people's intentions.
Maybe
that's
he
why
was
you have to decide for yourself.
And maybe he was a bad boyfriend to her and went out and partied too much. Whatever he did with her and their relationship, that's their relationship. That doesn't mean it's going to be your relationship.
Why were you on his Snapchat? Why is he Snapchatting a date?
See, because he likes her.
I think it might have been like we had Troy Aikman in the background of our Snap kind of thing. Just like, hey, look who it is.
You just happened to photobomb it while he was Snapchatting. Yeah, it's not okay to Snapchat on a date, Jen?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Generation, Jenna. It's a different mindset.
It didn't weird me out because I've been around him enough that I feel kind of, I felt really casual, which is, I think, why I was hesitant in calling it a date. It was like, he asked me out earlier that day. He was like, hey, are you free for dinner tonight? I was like, you know what? I don't think I am. And then my day went a little better than it planned. And I was like, you know what? I actually could eat some chips and queso if you're still interested. I'm not going to brush my hair, though. And he was like, okay, I'll pick you up after work.
Perfect.
So it was really casual and it's fine.
Is that girl going to get...
My opinion, though, on this is if a guy's asking for a photo, it's one thing when you're a boyfriend, girlfriend, and he's posting a photo of you. That's great. You want that. But on a first date or hanging out and taking a picture or posting a photo of you, that has nothing to do with just him and you. That's because he wants other people to see it. And my inclination is always he's trying to make someone jealous by showing he's out on a date with a girl.
Well, he succeeded.
I guess that girl did see it on his Snapchat.
Maybe. But I just think that age group, they put everything on social media, whether there's any ulterior motive or not.
Yeah. We do live in everything is, you just Snapchat your day.
Are you gonna
Like I Snapchatted my dermaplaning yesterday.
Yeah, what was that all about?
That girl had a knife at your face and you're Snapchatting
it. I trust her.
You could have hit her elbow and then you'd be sliced.
Yeah.
That's true.
What's weird is that people were actually watching it. Like, my wife was watching it.
You're curious to see what it is if you're thinking about doing it.
Well, yeah, I get a lot of questions about it. So I finally was just like, because every time I would go, I'll Snapchat a little portion. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to Facebook Live it. So that way the people that are asking me questions constantly afterwards, I'll just answer them right here. Check it out. You can see. So that's up on my Facebook.
I want to do that, I think.
I love it so much.
They scrape the dead skin cells off of your face.
Just basically your face shave.
Yeah.
You get a little shave.
It's like your hair and your skin, so it's exfoliating. I'm like baby's bottom status over here. It's beautiful.
Yeah, your face is looking right. But it's No Shave November, Elena.
Sorry. I had to skip that.
This is dermaplaning.
And it's really just shaving off your skin?
It's
doing a Buffalo Bill or something?
It's like a full-on surgical blade. Just going over your whole skin.
It's kind of scary. That's why, I'm sure I'd want to see the video first, too.
Do you lose any weight when you do it?
I guess depending on how much skin they scrape off.
Yeah.
I guess that's something you guys can try now.
Yeah. I mean, you essentially do that all the time. That's why men typically age better is because they shave their face more often. So they're exfoliating way more than women actually exfoliate.
Look at that.
So it's important to include that in your beauty regimen.
I'll shave your legs more so your legs are better looking than ours.
Hey, that's true.
There you go.
But I want my face to look better than my legs.
My armpits don't look very young.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.